let's talk about a couple of other things that have gone on in the past week or so. Like the big sports weekend that was, there was baseball and golf and the Kentucky Derby and what became one of the biggest boxing matches ever. And like with so many other things, the fight itself became secondary to the other storylines that developed outside of the ring. For instance, two female reporters who said Mayweather was behind the revocation of their press passes for the fight after asking some questions that he didn't like. What went on there?
Well, I think part of it, especially with the two women reporters who had their passes taken away from them, is his camp didn't like the fact that they had brought up the domestic violence that he actually spent time in prison for, and that sort of, they didn't want that story out there. They wanted the story to focus in on the fight and what he's done in his career, his boxing career, and that sort of thing. And when they brought that up, they felt like, hey, one of the ways to shut that narrative down is to take away their press passes. And what they realized is by doing that, you actually caused that to become a part of the larger story.
There were a lot of journalists who showed solidarity for these two women. In fact, Katie Couric reportedly was among those who was in Las Vegas for the flight and upon hearing all of this, caught a flight and went back home because she wasn't going to attend and be a part of it.
I've got to say, too, it says something about the level of corruption in boxing and the control that promoters have over a sport. Can you imagine any other major sporting event like this where one camp could say, don't give them credentials, and the organization that was sponsoring the event would pull them? Come on. That wouldn't happen.
There were a whole bunch of other problems, again, all outside of the ring. Cable companies found that their pay-per-view offerings were so popular that several of them crashed and they couldn't deliver on the broadcasts. Other people who were able to tune in after plopping down that $99 or whatever it was, took Periscope and started pirating it, and people watched the fight for free online.
Yeah, the Periscope, I think, is going to be the lasting issue here, because I think it opens up this sort of Pandora's box of what can happen with live streams. And these are you're talking about lucrative fights. People have put down a lot of money. You have a lot of corporations that are involved in this that are looking for profits. Now we're starting to hear if the NFL is concerned about it. Major League Baseball has recognized that it's happening at their games, and they're trying to figure out how to control it.
The NHL put in a ban at the beginning of the playoffs.
I don't like the fact that they're doing this. They are pro sports, and in essence, they're sort of private leagues, although our Congress enables them to succeed by exempting them from, you know, the antitrust laws. But it's going to come down to colleges. There are going to be major colleges, and probably not the University of Missouri, but one of them, where journalists who want to do live streaming of practice sessions before a game or halftime or whatever are going to be told you can't do it. Okay, how are you going to stop the thousands of fans who are at those events from doing the exact same thing?
Well, and I think Periscope is really concerned about this because they have the ability to pull some of this stuff down, and they're going to receive a lot of pressure from these private corporations and from these sports leagues, including could be the University of Missouri, could be the Southeastern Conference, or NCAA, who knows, is going to say, look, you have the ability to do it, you pull it down. If not, then we're going to sue you.
Well, and the PGA, another thing that I was hoping we would have some time to talk about today, also revoked Stephanie Way's credentials. She's a blogger who covers the PGA for live streaming a practice round at a tournament last week. And Ernest, you had mentioned that you had gone to a PGA tournament simply as a fan, right?
Well, I was actually there. I was working.
I was working.
I was volunteering for it with a friend of mine. And they are, the PGA is really strict about the use of cameras and the use of cell phones. And basically, if you're volunteering, they're instructing you to tell people to put their cell phones down because they feel like that is their product. That's how they generate money, and that's how they make a profit. So they're going to push back on that.
I mean, she was violating tour rules, but on the other hand, if a reporter for the network that had the broadcast rights to that event were doing the exact same thing, they just said, what a great innovative way to generate more audience among young people for golf. So, okay.